The world wants you to use God as a means to an end instead of God himself being the end. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, we see that Saul is being tormented by an evil spirit, and he gets some advice to send for a guitar player. So Saul listens to this advice and he says, "Well, provide for me a man who can play well and bring him to me." One of the servants speaks up and makes a suggestion. "King Saul, I know a guy, really good musician, man of war, man of valor, well spoken, and the Lord is with him." Well, Saul knows exactly who the servant is speaking of, and he sends a messenger to Jesse and he says, "I'd like to have David for a bit in my service." So David comes. And when Saul is being tormented, David plays, and Saul is refreshed, and the harmful spirit leaves him. All is well, right? What could be so wrong with this? Music therapy really does seem to be the answer. Well, that's wrong. What is happening here is Saul is using the anointed one of God as a means to an end. Once again, mercy is brought into his palace, and he rejects it. How so, Cliff, you may wonder? Well, think about this for just a minute. David, the writer of many of the Psalms, the sweet psalmist of Israel, is playing for Saul, playing these songs, singing these praises to Yahweh. But Saul is simply using David to get to a better mental state. Saul is having some of the greatest theology being sung over him, and he uses it to soothe his soul for a minute, but not surrender the totality of his life to the Lord. If you want to be religious, the world allows that so long as God is used as a means to a different end other than God himself. Well, what does that look like in our day? Well, it looks like your faithfulness to prayer and to the Bible and to the church when there's a crisis in your life. But when everything simmers down, you go back to your normal routine of ignoring the Lord. You have in front of you and all around you the songs of God, the Word of God, the people of God. Yet you use God like a vitamin shot to make you feel better, and you might come again when you start to feel bad. You use the means of God to fulfill your great end, and that is to get you to a place where you can function again according to your own will and ways. Saul's life will play out in disaster. He will still function for a little while like the king, but it spirals and spirals out of control. And you can function in this life because you will look just like the world. You won't think anything is wrong, but it will end in everlasting disaster. So don't play this game. Recognize that this is a dangerous game that you are playing. No, Saul, you are not supposed to use God as a means to feeling better so you can run his kingdom how you want to. As you pray today, please remember Grady Johnson and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Digo LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Kenya.